Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This show tends to focus on negativity. Mm-hmm. So anytime we've ever tackled the subject of proposals, we do poor proposals, pathetic proposals, poopy proposals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today we want to do positive proposals.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So a little behind the scenes pre-show, I'm looking up other proposal stories, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't think of a word that meant good that started with a P. That's how negative we are.
Like we have 20 different variations when we talk about proposals in the negative front. But it's like...
So I literally just wrote good proposal.
Yeah, that's what it says on our sheet here. And I'm like, how about positive?
What's that?
How about powerful or perfect? How about perfect?
Wow.
How about perfect proposals? That's what we want to hear.
The word positive is not in her vocabulary anymore.
What show is she on?
I remember that word from my childhood.
It was before I joined the Slacker Show. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. The story we saw the other day that really set it off, this dude's a pilot,
mm-hmm.
but he flies like a little plane. He's not like flying.
Okay.
He's not subjecting Southwest passengers to what I'm about to describe. But his, like, I guess when you fly little planes, your flight pattern gets tracked.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So if like, oh, I'm putting in, I'm going to fly from Colorado Springs to Denver. Like there's an app that goes, oh, he took off at 7:51. It shows him flying over Parker and then landing, like turning and landing at Centennial or whatever.
Cool.
So this guy flies all the time and his girlfriend gets nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given her the app access so she can see what he does.
Yeah. So she can track him.
Yeah. So he gets up in the air and has somehow drawn it out on a map and he flies around and mm-hmm. goes, is making jagged turns and going. Like, it's the most dangerous
flying. Took him 2 hours to do it.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It seems like it would take him 10 hours to pull this off. But he literally spells on the tracker app, will, in cursive, you.
What?
Marry me, Taylor.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So then at some point, she's working at the mall and she flips open her phone to go, I wonder if he's still up. I'll check his flight pattern. And it's like,
ooh.
It, like you're not in person at that moment.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
What an epic, like she had to be just sitting there going, oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
Like he's not standing there.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I would want him there. Wait, hold on.
She's just in the line at Wetzel's.
It's such a great, no.
She's
you
on
guys,
a break.
That's so powerful.
It is, that's incredible. And to make it actually legible, it's not like, you know, it kind of says
I mean, it's there's like some of it's a little bit like trying to make a W when you're flying.
Oh, I can't even.
You got to just keep turning. Like,
or the double L. Just.
Yes. Those aren't bad. Yeah. But like.
Before you come over and hug me, baby, let's unload these bar bags. There's quite a few.
But I mean, that to me is a positive, powerful proposal.
Yeah.
What we normally talk about is like he tried to like. Put the ring on your finger, it dropped into the ocean, and you spent the next 4 days of your vacation trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we want. We want he did something, or you, like whoever. You can call in as a proposer or the proposee.
Yeah.
Like, what is the most positive, powerful,
good.
If you got a good one, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text.
What was your favorite way of proposing, Slacker?
Wow. Wow. Oh my God. You hate your job. Okay.
I'm just bitter. Sorry.
You're bitter because I've been married twice? That's like what?
Leave some for the rest of us. No, but
here's the thing. Yes. I want to do more behind the scenes of the show thing. So Erin was like all day pulling these other proposal stories, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And she couldn't come up with a word positive or whatever. And then she sends a group text to me and Tiak. She's in shambles. Yeah. And it's a picture of her weeping.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God.
No,
when it's Erin, yeah. it's like something else has happened in her life. And it's like, there's my proposal story.
No, I've mentioned on air, I love weddings. I love them so much. I will go to anyone's wedding.
Yeah, if you want to just invite Erin randomly to your wedding, she'll come.
I will be there. For sure. I love weddings. I love love.
So what was the one that made you cry the most? We want one of the powerful proposals. Mm. Like, what did you see?
It might have been the penguin one. Someone said they were proposed to in the penguin enclosure somewhere. I don't know where. The fiance started telling her about how penguins mate for life, and they proposed by giving a pretty pebble to the lady penguins. And then he opened up a ring box and said, I don't have a pebble, but I do have this. And she started like flapping her arms and squeaking, and then all of the penguins copied her.
Oh, wow.
And so everyone is just flapping their arms and squeaking.
Okay. I just want a couple show notes.
Yeah.
That was a powerful proposal. I like that.
Yeah.
Crying over that, though.
It's so cute.
To get the penguins involved. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't intentional.
We don't know. He tipped him at the end on his way out.
Gave him some pebbles.
Yeah. Tuxedos ain't cheap. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever said. And I just want
to
get ahead of that.
There's a list of dumb things you've said. And I don't.
That was one of my favorite things you've said.
Are you going to cry?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
We haven't done cry stories in a while.
Bonus points if you can get me to cry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because then everyone gets bonus points.
Fair game.
All right. If you've got a powerful, positive,
mm-hmm.
good
proposal story, this is your chance to call in. I probably won't be here, but Tiak and Erin will take your calls. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about words that mean positive things that start with the letter P that aren't good. We're trying to do proposal stories, and we want to take them from a better angle than we normally do, and Erin couldn't come up with any of these words. So we've come up with, so far, powerful, perfect, positive. What was the other plane one you had? Because it was the guy was on a thing, and he flew into the words of Will You Marry Me? But you said there was another one on a plane.
Yeah, they were on a flight, and her husband kind of went to the bathroom, and then he came over the PA system and was like, attention, passenger, so-and-so, and just kind of started proposing. And she walked up to the aisle,
Are you having a stroke?
The aisle of the plane.
Good.
And then everyone else on the plane just started cheering as she made her way up to the front. And he came out of the cockpit and proposed over the loudspeaker, and everyone.
Oh, he was the pilot.
No, he was in on it.
Oh,
the pilot was just let him do it. Yeah. They were on a plane.
I don't know if I would like that.
Maybe we just do plane proposals.
Yeah. The guy was trying to use the bathroom. Excuse me.
Jade.
Yay!
Yay! positive,
Hi.
Good proposals. What's yours?
Okay. So, my husband and I, when we first started, when we first met, basically we bonded over night photography and taking, you know, photos of
I love that.
Sparklers and stuff at night. Yeah. So we met when I was 19 and he was 20. And then fast forward to 2019, we had been together for about 6 years or so.
Wow.
And he had taken me back to Glenwood Springs, which was one of our, we had went to college on the Western Slope. And we went out and we did some night photography. And so after taking the photos and everything, he handed me the camera. And he's like, yeah, look at some of the photos. Like, this one's really, really cool. And he had it already set up on the very, like, I don't know. He had it set up so that way, essentially, like, when I went to go on to the next photo, he had already taken photos on the camera with little signs. And it said, put the camera down and turn around.
That's
and
so
when
cute.
When I turned around, he was on his knee and he proposed, And it was very special, very cute. And I,
wow.
I love you, Shane, if you're listening.
Oh,
that gave me goosebumps. I'm not crying yet, but that did give me goosebumps. That's
me too,
really
yeah.
cute.
I love the ones where you just don't, you're in the middle of your proposal and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
You're just like, wait, yeah. hold on, what? There's something.
Well, because we had gone to a fancy restaurant earlier that night in Glenwood Springs, and I totally thought he was going to propose at that point, and he didn't. So I was like, oh, never mind. It's not this trip because, you know, it'd been 6 years at that point. But
So you were thinking. It's so funny because I have friends who are, like, in long-term relationships, and you just hit this point where you're like, it's coming. Like, the women are just like, it's coming. I'm like, you can't do that. If you do that to yourself every single time, it's like,
it's
ooh,
wait,
he just booked
down.
A gondola for something. I'm like, you're just going to be mad if he doesn't do it. You got to not think about it. You're, like, putting the energy on it. Oh, that's
so
cute.
Aaron, here's bonus points. He proposed to me with my great-grandmother's ring that he got from my mom.
Aww.
So I'm wearing like
She's got a weird eye thing going on, so I don't know if that's a tear or something in her eye. Thank you for the call,
That's
Jay.
Cool.
You are a cool. I almost cried.
I almost did.
Yeah.
Like,
I
to put the camera down is like.
That's it. Instead, and it wasn't just will you marry me, it's
right,
put
it's
it
like,
down, and then I'm the. I like
that
extra
step.
He's
already sitting there, and you're like.
It's baller.
Yeah. Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Perfect, good proposal. What's yours?
Mine, I bought this rare shell with a hinge on it, and then my wife and I went on vacation to the beach, and we're walking on the beach, and I put the ring in the shell, and I acted like I bent down and found this shell, and I'm already on one knee.
Oh.
Gave it to her.
She just thinks, oh my God, look at that rare shell you found. And then there's a...
I totally thought he was going to say he took the shell and just like chucked it and like couldn't find it. Like I would... Way to have it way more planned out.
Yeah, you're way more put together than anyone on this show. Thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.